the Chautauqua at Pumpkin Center.
Well, we've just had our first Chautauqua at Pumpkin Center. A fella come along last winter to get subscribers for it. Jim Lawson said he had one at his house most every night, but that fella told Jim it wasn't that kind of a Chautauqua. We all signed our names, and last week we added that, gosh, I ain't got through laughing yet. We didn't clap our hands at the entertainment. We all waved handkerchiefs. Rube Hendrick said they did that so they wouldn't wake anybody up. The first speaker's subject was how the Plater Helminthes aid in proving the theory of evolution. He said there was a vast family of Helminthes. There was the Nemartines, the Cestodes, the Spirillotrichinosis, the Annelids, Rhabdocels, the Trematodes, and others. He talked about them minty things for an hour and a half, and it was only day before yesterday we found out he was talking about worms. Jim Lawson said it was perfectly clear to him all the time, and that his garden had all them things in it, that the first rainy day he was going to dig up a lot of them helminthes and go a-fishing. The next day the platform feller said he had the pleasure of introducing the silver-tongued orator from Lick Skillet, the Honorable Henry Weaver, who had a message for us. Hank stood up and said, fellow citizens of Pumpkin Center, most of you have heard me speak before. For 2 years I was your justice of the peace. I am no highfalutin' city fella. I was raised right here in Pumpkin Center. I might say I growed up here between two rows of corn. Lige Willard said, guys, they've got a pumpkin speaking to us. Well, everybody got to laughing so it busted up the doing. The next day that platform fella said, this afternoon we will be entertained by a group of nature's children, Hottentots from Zulu Land. They will first appear in their native costumes and pastimes. Well, them Hottentot children hopped out on the platform, and I must say their clothes didn't bother them any. Nice, they didn't have on clothes enough to dust a fiddle. Nancy said, Joshua, if I didn't know it was Chautauqua we're doing, I'd go right straight home. Well, they cut a lot of Hottentot capers. They throwed knives and spears at each other. Dogs got to barking, babies got to crying, and I didn't know where it was all going in until that platform fella come out and headed them off. I guess if he hadn't, they'd have been Hottentotting yet.